Welcome to MadTech Daily, your go-to podcast for all things marketing, advertising, and technology. I'm your host, Dot. Today we've got an exciting lineup of stories looking at ad spend worldwide, as well as in UK politics, and the latest in the streaming landscape. To kick things off, global ad spend is predicted to outpace the growth of the global economy this year. According to a mid-year forecast by Dentsu and IMF data, ad spend is set to rise by 5%, while real GDP is only expected to grow by 3.2%. This increase is driven largely by digital ad spend, which is expected to grow by 7.4%, accounting for nearly 60% of ad budgets worldwide. The sectors leading this digital boom are finance, media, travel, and pharma. Next, let's look over to the UK to talk about ad spend on the general election. Labour spent £2.9 million on ads for this year's campaign, while the Conservatives shelled out £1.7 million. Labour's strategy involved high spending on Meta, slowing slightly as the election neared. On the other hand, the Conservatives took a different approach by holding back and then pushing a significant chunk of their ad budget during the final week to target undecided voters. Looking over to the streaming landscape, giants like Netflix, Disney, and Paramount are pushing back against new legislation from the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission. The law requires these companies to contribute a 5% revenue tax aimed at bolstering local news and Indigenous content. The Motion Picture Association, representing these streaming services, has filed appeals for a judicial review, arguing that the CRTC's decision is unreasonable. And that's all for today's MadTech Daily. I'm Dot, and I hope you enjoyed this quick dive into some of the biggest industry stories. See you tomorrow for your daily dose of MadTech news. Have a fantastic day.